by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind at 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time before the new year with Christmas and everything where you're forced to slow down and you're allowed to hang with your family and make memories.
But when it comes down to it, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to spend time with the ones that we love.
Christmas is such a special time of year.
And family's everything.
Boot Barn. Merry Christmas.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food, so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
How you darn? I'm Jack Campbell.
And yes, Amy, if you're out there listening, Amy who yells at us, we yell at her. Amy, one of these days we're going to talk to one another and not yell. We'll be best of friends eventually. But yes, Amy, this is indeed a Christmas song called The Mad Russian Christmas. Russian Christmas. So maybe I'm revealing my cards too much. Welcome back to the program. 272-9228. Before people call, let's go back to Ken Reynolds here. Ken, you are now, you're starting to, I don't know, you got a Santa look going on. I like it. I like it. One of these days.
Yeah, I got a little white going on in the beard there.
Have you ever thought about growing it out, the natural white, like just...
Oh, definitely.
Actual Santa?
Well, I don't know if I'd do the actual Santa, but yeah, it works.
Well, if I had your white hair, I would be a natural Santa.
Yeah, Jack, you definitely would be.
Shut up, Joey. No, I dressed up like Santa and went to my niece's like third grade class. She had Emily Bowden, who recently passed away and was a great lady. But Emily invited me to come to the school, and I did. And Kim, my niece was pretty horrified when she said, "Oh, there's my Uncle Jack," you know, shaking her head because she knew ahead of time that I was coming, but she didn't tell any of her friends, but it was funny. But that's the only time I've been Santa.
Oh, well, I've never been confused with Santa, but I'll get there. No, and like, I'm not knocking you. I'm actually looking forward to the days. My grandfather's a full head of hair. It's gone all silver white, and I love it. So I'm looking forward to those days. But let's stick to the topic here. We've already talked about the Christmas parade Friday night, but let's talk about the festivities with the Camellia Bowl, Saturday.
Let's kind of tie those two things together real quick, because I've been fortunate for the last number of years I've actually been in the Christmas parade. And one of the things that's really great is to go down Dexter Avenue, and when you look off to the side behind the barricades, you've got all of those fantastic fans that have come in to support the teams for the Camellia Bowl. They're wearing their school colors. They're having a great time. And they are really enjoying the holiday festivities, the Christmas parade, and we are able to leave such a positive impression on those folks about how great a city Montgomery really is by tying these two events together.
Well, I have talked to people over the last few years who have come here for the Equal Justice Initiative things that they've put in downtown, and I said, "Well, I saw a bus, and there was somebody on the bus from Scotland, and we were talking, and they said, this is the friendliest place. They were just so excited to be here." I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that the people in this city are very kind to these travelers and folks that are coming here to see what all we offer in Montgomery.
Absolutely. We like to think that it's a little bit of a Southern thing, but it's definitely a Montgomery thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and it makes Montgomery look amazing, seeing us on television, seeing how well these bowl games go. I mean,
absolutely,
it's been good games the last few
years. The folks at ESPN with the Camellia Bowl also do a fantastic job of representing Montgomery.
Absolutely. It seems like those renovations at Crampton Bowl are they're paying off.
Absolutely.
Paying dividends. I like that. So, and then we also have... it's on Tuesday night, right?
Yes.
So the New Year's Eve celebration.
New Year's Eve, after we get through with the Christmas and Camellia Bowl parade, and then we have the fantastic game on Saturday.
Yeah, what time is that game?
That game will kick off at 4:30, and this is our 6th annual Camellia Bowl. And we have been really, really fortunate, because it seems like every year we have teams come in for this game, and they are so well matched that we always have terrific competitors on the field, very, very tight scores at the end of the game, and just an exciting time for everyone who comes out and participates in any of the events. Also, Saturday afternoon, if you want to get down a little early, starting around 1:30 in the Patterson Field parking lot, will be the Fan Fest. So you'll be able to come out, do the Fan Fest. The bands will also be there at the Fan Fest, so we may have a little bit of a battle of the bands action going on between the two college bands.
You said one's Florida International?
Florida International, and the other is Arkansas State.
I believe Florida International Band was part of my favorite ever Super Bowl halftime show, but I'll let people guess which one that is. It's an obvious answer. Great events. You can get down there. You said 1:30 for...
1:30 for Fan Fest. Gates will open at Crampton Bowl at 2:30. Kickoff is at 4:30.
If you had to guess, could people walk up and buy tickets right there day of?
There will be some tickets, I believe, available day of. It's always a sellout. It's always a great game. So okay. Certainly I would recommend that you go to CamelliaBowl.com. And get your tickets in advance, but I'm thinking that there should be some tickets available for walk-up as well.
Okay.
Now, tell us about New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. You know, we started New Year's Eve a number of years ago, and it was just this massive street party.
Right.
That was pulling over 10,000 people into downtown Montgomery on New Year's Eve. A lot of activity, a lot of really, really exciting things going on. Several years ago, we moved that event into Riverwalk Stadium. And this year, we have decided that we want to go ahead and move it back out into the street. It was great having it in the stadium. Everybody was there, a little bit shielded from the weather. I had seats to sit in. But, you know, there's just something special about having a street party. So this year, we're going to do New Year's Eve back in the street. But we're going to be on Tallapoosa Street between Coosa and North Court, right there adjacent to Riverwalk Stadium. So okay. We'll have a stage set up. We'll have two bands. We'll have great food vendors. We'll have cash bars. And in addition to that, if you do want to walk into the stadium, we will have a simulcast of the bands on the stage on the Jumbotron inside the stadium.
Wow. Okay. So this should be quite an event. What does all that really ramp up? When does it start?
All right, well, actually, the music starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at midnight, we're going to cap things off with an absolutely incredible
fire. Are we going to drop a giant Chris's hot dog? How Montgomery could that be?
That would work. That would work. But
we need to get old Gus working on that.
I don't think he's got a grill big enough for that.
Well, he'd find one.
You're probably right about that. But at midnight, we are going to have an absolutely incredible fireworks show that we will be presenting to bring 2020 in with a bang. And once again, that fireworks show is sponsored by the folks at Wind Creek, and we always appreciate their participation.
I don't want to bring up old news, but I believe this is when it happened. Could y'all special request, you know, if there's any in-between time with the bands, y'all play things over the monitors, these sorts of things?
Absolutely.
Could you put on Clarence Carter Strokin'?
Yeah.
And make sure some city council members are up there?
I was going to bring that up a minute ago. That was Glenn, wasn't it? I love Glenn. He's a trip.
I have tried so hard not to remember that.
Well,
we're not going to ever let you forget, Ken.
It was a memorable moment in the history of New Year's Eve celebrations in Montgomery, for sure.
Oh, I know that. That was something else.
Well, folks, take advantage of all these things going on. You do incredible work with the city, even the whole team of folks over there, I know.
We have a tremendous team of folks, and I've got to tell you that when we put on an event like this, it's of this magnitude, you know, we start planning months in advance for this. And, you know, you've got everybody from the sanitation department who's going to make sure that everything is in place and then cleaned up after the event. You've got traffic engineering.
They do a fantastic job.
We have an amazing sanitation department in the city of Montgomery.
Bunch of great bunch of folks.
Traffic engineering is also going to make sure that the streets are blocked off and everything is taken care of. MPD, of course, is going to be there because we want to make sure first and foremost that everybody at the event has not only a fantastic experience, but also a safe experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, folks, let's make Montgomery shine.
Well, you know,
at the Camellia Bowl and at this New Year's Eve.
I've known Ken quite a while, and what I admire about you is your enthusiasm never wanes.
Well, I appreciate
you're always a great promoter for the city, and you do a great job.
You're truly a man about town, or about the country. I mean, you're always on a trip somewhere and then
New
coming
Orleans,
back.
Mostly.
And, like, it's been a pleasure getting to know you over the years.
He comes bringing his ass dragging back into work after New Orleans. I hear the stories.
Well, now, Jack, everybody's got to be somewhere.
Well, you damn right about that.
So, folks, take advantage of the Christmas parade.
Christmas parade Friday night, beginning at 6:15. Again, we'll be coming down Dexter Avenue.
From Bainbridge,
in front of the Capitol. And we'll have, as you're down in the lower part of Dexter, we're going to have the fantastic state Christmas tree in the Alabama Capitol as a backdrop as we come down Dexter Avenue. Bring the kids. These folks that participate in the parade have a great time doing it. Absolutely fantastic. They'll be throwing out candy for the kids. They'll be throwing out beads for the kids, all kinds of different things. And we really want everybody to have a great time.
Do you have to flash your bosoms to get any beads?
That's Mardi Gras, Jack.
That's Mardi Gras. I will tell you, it's funny that last year we were throwing out beads, and I threw some beads to some folks, and they threw them back to me and said, those are the opposing team's colors.
And then Camellia Bowl.
Camellia Bowl on Saturday, including the Fan Fest beforehand. Absolutely terrific. Come out and help us to fill the stands at Camellia Bowl. Let everybody across the country know what an amazing experience can be had in Montgomery, Alabama.
CamelliaBowl.com, right?
CamelliaBowl.com, yes.
And then, of course, the New Year's Eve celebration starts at 8.
Music starts at 8. Fireworks at midnight. Come on out. Two great bands. Lots of other activities. It's going to be the best street party in Montgomery.
Well, thanks, Ken. Thank you.
Yeah, this is great.
It'll be fun, and thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thank you very much. And on behalf of myself and city employees and the staff at the Special Events Department, we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. And we want to also extend that same to all of your listeners and thank everybody for all of the support they've given us through the year. We are looking forward to even bigger and better things in 2020 downtown.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Ken Reynolds, City of Montgomery.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation on, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6, it's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228. Jack, before we go to the phones here, Ralphie and Jenny, I have to give a little bit of a shout-out. My dad came into town.
Oh, good.
What's up, Pops? And we went to eat real quick, and I saw at the restaurant Kathy, Hillary, and Billy. They said they all listened to the show, been listening to me and you on these airways for years.
Kathy, Hillary, and Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Great meeting you guys. Hope y'all listening now.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Anybody that can hang with us for more than about 20 minutes, we're grateful.
Right. Plus, it's good to get, like, the big head next to my dad. See, like, Dad, I told you I'm doing well.
Yeah, right. Well, that's great. Well, happy holidays to you guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Ralphie.
Ralphie, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, sir, you're a friend of mine, and we have changed the names to protect the innocent. Tell us about your experience. Now, you went to a dinner as a donor to the Trump campaign. You went to a dinner the other night in Washington, and the president had just come in from the Army-Navy game. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It was actually the RNC annual winter dinner event that they have in Washington.
Now, how many people were there?
I would say probably 500 total.
So Donald Trump made his remarks, no media, no cameras, no recording, and you told me yesterday that he made a great speech and was just unfettered. Is that correct?
Absolutely. He spoke for well over an hour and was on his game. It was an outstanding speech.
Well, and then tell us the fallout from that. Oh, you said there were a lot of protesters outside the hotel. Is that right?
That's correct. The Secret Service had to close off a street surrounding one side of the hotel because of the protests, and they had put up metal barricades all around the hotel.
That's just unbelievable. So what happened? What happened? You got a phone call. Tell us all about that.
Okay, so I was back. I was actually had flown home yesterday and was driving back from the Atlanta airport, and I got a call, and the caller ID said Associated Press, and I didn't really, at first I thought it might be a spam call. I didn't know. It was a 202, so I answered, and it turned out to be a reporter who was calling from the AP, and somehow he had gotten information, he said, from the FEC filings that the RNC had made in connection with the donations, and was trying to get information about the dinner itself and details surrounding the arrangements for the RNC winter retreat, et cetera.
So tell us what kind of questions they asked.
Well, the main thing he was preoccupied with, because the event took place at the Trump Hotel in Washington, he was trying to push this narrative that somehow everyone who attended the event had to stay at the Trump Hotel, and he claimed that he had been told that the rooms at the hotel were selling for $6,000 per night. And I told him that that was totally untrue, that number one, there was no pressure whatsoever for anyone to stay at that hotel. In fact, I stayed at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel instead. And number two, those who did stay at the Trump Hotel were not paying, the rates were like $300 or $400 a night for the weekend block rate, not $6,000 a night. And he claimed that he had gotten information that that was the case. And I told him that it wasn't the case. And he seemed to be disappointed by that information.
I mean, see what poor Trump's up against.
Man,
I mean,
Don Henley was right about the dirty laundry crap.
Well, so he didn't like talking to you on the phone.
No, not at all. And he also seemed to have this narrative that this was some type of unusual event that was going on to raise money for the Trump campaign. And I informed him that, you know, the RNC has been doing these winter dinner events for at least 35 years. I know they go far as far back as Ronald Reagan. It could be that they predate that. So basically, he only talked to me for about 3 minutes, because when I didn't buy into what he was saying, you know, he kind of hung up the phone pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, what if there was some, you said there you met some, like an elderly lady from Texas. I mean, some of those people could probably be talked into saying things they didn't really mean to say.
I think that's right. And on the other hand, in addition to the donors there, there were a lot of young staff people that worked with the campaign and with the RNC. And some of them were allowed to have their telephones. And, you know, for a young person, they might say something outrageous just to get their name in the newspaper for the first time. You never know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, it's fascinating to learn how this kind of works behind the scenes with the press and with the fundraiser. Great, Jerry. I would have loved to have been in that room, hear the president speak uncensored, so to speak.
Right. Well, I think that whatever article he's working on is supposed to be published tomorrow, so I don't know. I doubt that I will be quoted in it, but it'll be interesting to see the spin, because he was also saying things like, we've been told that you could pay to get access to the West Wing tours and things like that, which, again, is just simply not true. But I think he saw in short order that I was not kind of going along with his narrative, and so he kind of hung up the phone.
That's unbelievable. Well, that's what we're up against in the media, guys. Well, thank you, Ralphie, for your call.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate it. See you later.
What an interesting caller. You said that's a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a lot of friends, Jack. You got a lot of friends.
Well, it's not deep throat, but...
Right. But, you know, still it's an inside source of...
Yeah, I mean, he was there at the time because he had... We're really good friends, and he told me about it over the weekend, and I thought, golly.
Well, damn.
Well, damn is right.
Folks, as part of the program, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive.
Are you?
I'm thinking Jenkins. I was thinking Jenkins right near the end of Ralphie's call. I was like, man, I got to talk about Jenkins because I'm just thinking about him.
Sure you are.
Folks, get by Jenkins Tire and Automotive and find that extra peace of mind that your vehicle will operate smoothly, swimmingly as you travel through the winter months. You know, it's one thing to get stuck on the side of the road during the heat of summer, but when it's cold and rainy outside, nobody wants to be changing a tire or be broken down for whatever reason. Don't want to be stranded. That's why you go to Jenkins Tire and Automotive, where all their technicians are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you really want that extra peace of mind, get involved with the monthly checklist program. They'll look at your vehicle once a month, and while they're checking it over, they'll also teach you a little bit of owner maintenance, so you can be aware of when you hear that squeal or that rumble or whatever it is with your vehicle, you can know a little bit of what's actually going on. But Jenkins Tire and Automotive does it all. Of course, they have tire service, tire balancing, installation, repair, rotation. They'll fix up batteries for you, air filter replacements, air conditioning repair, transmission tune-ups, wheel alignments, and even, as Jack likes to point out, windshield wiper blades. It's a simple fix, but it's an important...
If they've ever gone wrong on you, you know.
It's a very important simple fix. So check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today. You can make an appointment at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or you can just call them and make an appointment, 265-0792, 265-0792. And don't forget, for folks who are out there on their land with an outdoor vehicle, whether a four-wheeler or a side-by-side or a tractor, whatever it is, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a service vehicle that will come to you. That way you don't have to lug that outdoor vehicle here into town, into Montgomery, downtown Montgomery. They'll come to you. Jenkins Tire and Automotive going above and beyond. So again, check them out. 265-0792. If you go by, I guarantee you'll be thinking Jenkins just like I always am. So, Jack, when we come back from this break, CNN's almost, at least Wolf Blitzer, is changing his tune. Andy McKay being brought to task on CNN's broadcast.
You got to play this because people ain't going to believe it.
Yeah, I was amazed when I saw it.
Yeah.
But apparently what spurred this on, and by the way, he's not McCabe, Comey, they're not actually owning up to this. They're playing this game of, oh, I can't believe the rules went wrong. Really? Yeah, you're in charge of it, but Mistakes were made. I thought our rules and regs and checks and balances were more robust. Yeah, sure, Andy. Sure, James. We'll see. We'll see. But 272-9228, folks, 272-9228. McCabe, I think, is in CNN, and a lot of these folks are taking this more seriously because the FISA court itself came up with a very rare indeed, public rebuke of this FBI investigation and how they essentially not only misrepresented facts, they omitted exculpatory facts of the court. They essentially lied to this secret FISA court, which doesn't surprise me. Shouldn't surprise any civil libertarian who's been looking at this thing for years now. But finally, maybe some people will wake up, including past defenders of this program. And I think these guys in the FBI who are there leading the FBI have more questions to answer. And they might, in fact, be answering some questions from a certain someone named John Durham. You know, U.S. attorney from the Nutmeg State. Yeah. More when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Donald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nike and Boeing are heading higher today, while shares of FedEx are moving lower. That's after FedEx cut its earnings target for the fourth time in a year and after reporting that profit fell 40% in the recent quarter. Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot have made it official, signing the deal to merge. The combined company will have a stock market value of $47 billion. It's the biggest deal in the industry in 20 years. Ford is investing $1.5 billion in two Detroit plants that will add 3,000 jobs. And the owner of the music industry trade magazine Billboard is acquiring Nielsen Music. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Carol Zimmer, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind at 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think Most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. I got Jack Campbell lip syncing up here in the studio.
How you doing?
Y'all want to get in on the program? 272.
What if you want to lip sync? Can they lip sync at home?
Yeah, in the car. If you want to look like a crazy person, just sing along.
I do that all the time. I'm lip syncing in the car, and I'll be looking over, and the guy at the light next to me is looking at me like, "You crazy SOB."
You know who stopped by yesterday and you were sick? You weren't feeling well. Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
You thought I wasn't going to get into that, didn't you?
No,
I wasn't. You're trying to lead me into an Alabama Home Mortgage spot.
I thought I was being nice. I won't hold your hand anymore, Jack. Go ahead.
Oh,
she brought us an umbrella, by the way.
I'm looking at it. It's pretty. It's cool. You know, it's so funny. I desperately need an umbrella. I have one by my front door, but I don't ever go out the front anymore, so I never think to grab it. Anyway, Kim Williams, thank you so much. How you doing? Anyway, that's one number you need to commit to memory during these holidays. 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, myalabamahomemortgage.com. They are the one-stop shop in the mortgage lending business. And you know what? There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
Yes.
And Kim Williams goes above and beyond. She goes the extra mile. She takes the bigger step. If you are looking to refinance what you currently hold in your hand, called a mortgage, you need to call Kim Williams because she possibly can work miracles for what you're paying now. Not only in terms of what the terms are, also in the length of the number of mortgages you pay. She may even save you 2 or 3 months of mortgage payments. But give her a call at 567-4223. She has saved our listeners over the 5 years that she's been advertising on this show, millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars, like reducing payments by like $600 and $700 a month. That is a lot of money. That's like $7,500 a year. That's unbelievable. Give Kim Williams a call. And if you are a first-time mortgage, you know, looking first-time to buy a house,
yeah,
and you're looking for a mortgage company, give her a call because she can make it happen for you.
I can speak to that. She called me last night. She took my information, and she's like, "Okay, Joey, here's the plan of action." I told her, but I don't have any credit, so start building that, and I'll be looking at homes, I think, here, you know, next half year, next 6-7 months.
Did she tell you to apply for a credit card?
Yeah, I'd already planned on it, and she reiterated that, so I'm like, yeah, I'm getting there. So
that's good. That's great.
It's going to work out, and I really appreciate, Kim, you taking the time to do that for me.
And Kim Williams knows the ways of the world because, you know what, she used to work for a big box bank.
Yes, yes.
So she's been around that block, and she has found ways to make you a better deal than you can get at some of those places. So give her a call, 567-4223, 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, or myalabamahomemortgage.com.
You know, well, that's number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender.
I knew you'd handle that part for me.
Thank you.
We are audible.
Yeah, I mean, we can hear ourselves. Is it with this thing?
It's just, I gotta unplug the delay and then plug it back in.
Ooh, I heard a little pop there.
Sorry.
Oh, well, and we won't be taking calls for a moment here.
Did you say Swalwell?
Oh, well. Oh, you, that guy let out a gasser on national TV?
Something like that, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Well, technical difficulties. And I don't really want to hit a break here because it's not time to hit a break, and I want the ads to play over the air. So let us know when you can hear us, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228.
I know, it's frustrating, isn't it, Joey?
Very frustrating. I understand why Greg why Greg rants and raves and occasionally wants to throw this
Did
thing
Did you hear what the young man who had the accident with Rod and Paula Bramlett in Auburn, where they were killed, he, you know, the Auburn announcer?
Yeah.
His bond has been revoked.
Good.
He was going, and I didn't know this until I read this earlier. He was going 89 miles an hour when he hit them. They were standing still. And that's just, that was a very tragic situation. Well, he's since been arrested for driving 68 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour speed zone in on South College Street
oh,
in Auburn.
Lord.
So.
You know, you try to think the best of folks, you have them the benefit of the doubt. It was a mistake, it really was an accident. But when you keep doing stuff like this.
I mean, did he not learn a valuable lesson? My God. Anyway.
Well, and that goes for everybody. I mean, you can be going too fast one day, whatever is happening out there, and you can make a mistake, and it can end in utter tragedy. But if you keep making those mistakes.
Yeah. Anyway,
pay attention, folks.
Yeah, that is a tragic situation. I mean, and the tributes to him, you know, over the last year, because this accident happened in May. I mean, he must have just been a really great guy. And I know the Auburn family really took a great hit when they were killed, but.
I think we're all good now. We're back on air.
Okay, good.
Appreciate y'all updating us. Yeah, what y'all missed is essentially...
Why don't you play it again, just...
We'll hit a break here.
Okay.
Let our replay, or not a replay, our delay build back up here. We had some technical issues, but we'll be back, and we'll be talking about what has happened here with the Pfizer report. I think the FBI, from watching James Comey and now Andy McCabe, change their tune. Initially, they're saying, we're exonerated. This is a complete vindication of the FBI, and now not so fast. When you have the IG himself say this doesn't vindicate anybody who touched this, and now you have the FISA court itself coming out and giving him very rare, the only one I can remember, a public rebuke of the FBI. This is quite something. It's serious, and no wonder John Durham now has a criminal investigation on his hands. More news and views after this quick break.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello,
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Ward's Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Jack, how are you during?
I am during very well, and I hope you are as well.
I am.
You know, as we get closer to lunch, and you're looking for a place to go, you ought to consider Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
7725 Averett Drive in Montgomery, off of Taylor Road, just south of Vaughn. You'll go down Vaughn, and I'm trying to look at it on my little map thing.
Now, think about, like, folks on Taylor, where, like, the Max Federal Credit Union is and all those little strip centers right off of Taylor. Right. It's right there behind all those. It's right on Averett Drive there.
Yeah, you take a right, and you go down, and you'll probably go maybe 300 yards, and it's on your right. It's where the old Blue Moon restaurant used to be. But Yellowhammer features all kind of things. They're open at 6 a.m. for breakfast, where they feature pancakes, omelets, you know, your traditional grits and eggs and toast and all that good stuff. And then at lunch, that I believe starts at 11, they have a meat and three selection every day, as well as some things that are always on the menu, like there's three different kind of burgers that they have. They have club sandwich. They have a wing platter or a boneless wing platter you can get. Or they feature salads as well. That's Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive. Give them a call and see what the special of the day is. And I'll tell you their phone number here. It is merely, hold please, I don't know. Anyway.
Stop by.
Yeah.
Go have a great breakfast. Go have a great lunch. The menu looks fantastic. It's making me hungry just looking at it here, Jack.
I know. Anyway. It's just a moment.
Like I'm trying to get an airplane ticket.
649-1737. 649-1737. Give them a call and see what their daily special is, as well as the other stuff they have, like the sandwiches and burgers. And of course, they open very early for breakfast.
6 a.m.?
6 a.m. That's the Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Oh, and they're open on weekends now.
Yeah.
They were only open Monday through Friday, but now Yellowhammer Restaurant is open on weekends.
Yes.
And I love a good breakfast place to go on Saturday.
Absolutely. I really love a good lunch place. I go to lunch pretty much with my grandfather every Saturday. So
right.
We'll be going to the Elohim restaurant this Saturday. Shouldn't reveal my cards, but that's where we're going. I'm going to be there. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Ken.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm fine. Good to talk to the JCs.
Ken, I've never known you to call from a car phone.
Yeah, I apologize, but after all, it is the season. You have to be out and about for Santa the elves, you know.
Oh, well, yes, I totally understand.
Yeah, I just want to concur with you guys about what's going on in the house. But, you know, a positive note, there are a couple of very positive notes today. Number one, Pelosi is not presiding. I think she doesn't want posterity to have her photograph in the podium when the final gavel goes down and this thing gets referred to the Senate.
Right.
Not to cast aspersion on anyone's religion, but I guess she's comfortable back in the cloakroom with her rosary, and hopefully she'll stay there, and hopefully it'll do her some good and us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
There you go. It's Larry the
I would have said,
guy.
Hail Nancy, full of you-know-what. Not Hail Mary, full of grace, believe me.
Man, you guys keep on. You're going to make Larry the cable guy out of me. Lord, forgive me. And bless all manners. Well, the other positive note is, of course, that the FISA judge, Lister, really, in legal terms, I would think, Lister the FBI.
Yes.
Not only that, gave them a court order to comply or to show to the court what their procedures are going to be to make sure this never happens again. It sounds to me like this is about as hard-nosed as it gets from a sitting federal judge, especially on a, let's face it, that's a secret court.
Well, and I want more than just, oh, this will never happen again. For instance, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, 33-year veteran, was going to be the National Security Advisor for Trump. The judge recently, Judge Sullivan, said, oh, I'm not accepting y'all's appeal of your sentencing. They're going to throw him in jail for lying to the FBI. Lying to the FBI in a way that seemed like entrapment. And it looks like, they, in my opinion, they fiddled with what was actually said in the 302, what Flynn is reported to have said by the agents. But one lie to the FBI, your butt's in jail. But you lied to a secret court that allows you to surveil on Americans, let alone a presidential campaign, and, oh, we're sorry, we won't do it again. Give me a break.
Yeah, I concur.
Is Flynn going to jail?
It looks like it.
That's wrong.
Yeah, apparently he's going to serve time. I hope.
A shame.
I hope a presidential pardon takes care of that. But the other positive that I see is the fact that the three so